Second half, you know, I suppose in the first half we didn't really get going. You know, we never really played. We're playing probably at 70%, you know, and they were really running at us. The short kickouts were killing us. Again, the second half, we thought we'd get on top maybe early. That didn't work out. You know, went 4 points down, four additional points down. So, you know, we had to push up on them and we forced them into errors. And fortunately, you know, we got a few frees and we got a few very nice scores there towards the end. You know, so yeah, we showed great character, you know.
Were you giving up hope when they were seven down? Because they did go seven up at about 15 minutes ago.
Well, look, I was worried, I'd have to say, you know, when you're against playing against Kilcar, you're always worried. But I suppose we did. We felt that if we could, you know, push up high and then force them into errors, maybe they hadn't had maybe as difficult a game against other teams as we, you know, our probably two previous games were a wee bit more difficult, I felt anyways. But, you know, we put them under that pressure and they made a few mistakes, I suppose, where the short kick out when Liam McMonagle capitalised on that, and that was a huge turning point in the game. You know, we got a goal from that. And,
you know, that brought you to four, back to three.
Back to three. You know, when you're within a score, it's always there. And we showed great character. We fought back. Michael Miller got a great point from this right hand side of the field.
Yeah. And Sean Devan made a brilliant save as well from Patrick McBrearty.
Absolutely. But it was all in the melting pot there. It could have went anyway. And as I said, the lads showed great character. They dug deep. And, you know, when they needed to win and when they needed to put in the boot, you know, they did.
Yeah. It's been obviously a great campaign for you. It's been short and snappy and been a difficult one as well.
Absolutely. You know, this time of the year, I always say the Under 21 Championship is different to any other championship, because you have a fair idea. Every team has, you know, half a dozen good at Under 16 and Under 17 and Under 18. But the Minor Championship, if you get three good players aged 18, three at 19, 20 and so on and so forth, you're going to make up 15 or 20 players, you know. Yes. And, you know, all these teams are made up of fellas between 17 and 21. And it's a very, very difficult championship to win, and it goes to show we haven't won it in 11 years.
Yeah, so it means a lot to win it.
Absolutely. The teams who do well in the Under 21 Championship always seem to come through. You know, ourselves, St. Michael's, obviously Kilcar, you know, they've all progressed and done really, really well over the last few years at senior level.
Yeah.
And it's about bringing players through. I suppose it's a kind of a feeder team, really, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the bit of the Midas toast. You're one minor and you've won Under 21 now.
Yeah, well, look, it's easy to say that, I suppose, after today. But, you know, sometimes these things don't always go for you. But we're delighted we'll take the win. It's no more than we deserve, I think. As I said, we showed great character and, you know, we'll celebrate tonight.